Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, it's your girl again, Lushy Lush, live in the building, and it's the clowning session. We do it each and every Friday. It's usually at 10 o'clock, but I had to move it over to 11:30, so you know what I'm saying? This is how we do all day, every day, you know what I'm saying? Because it's the clowning session, and we get it popping, talking about hip-hop, the industry. This is how we do. Holla at your girl, man. It's real. Let's go into some music, man.
Who got the deepest hood? Who got the deepest hood? Who got the deepest hood? It's not the pawn, out the PC. Who got the deepest hood? Who got the deepest hood?
Young LC, man.
Who got the deepest hood?
What the track?
Southside, if you deep, let me see you get them up. Northside, if you deep, let me see you put them up. Eastside, if you deep, let me see you get them up. Westside, if you deep, let me see you put them up. My hood.
Twisting up a filly. Get silly.
Hey.
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 Get the dance so
hey.
Silly.
Hey.
The ladies
hey.
Don't feel me. Hey. The fellas
hey.
In the back.
Hey.
And they twisting up a filly.
Hey.
The dance so
hey.
Silly.
Hey.
The ladies
hey.
Don't feel me.
Hey.
The fellas
hey.
In the back.
Hey.
And they twisting
hey.
Up a filly.
Hey.
My chain too silly.
Okay.
my wrist too silly.
Okay, the girls throw me fish cause my rim's big willy.
Okay, my rat too silly.
Okay,
I rat too silly.
Okay,
we're poor fantastic cause I got a dilly. Cause now I'm worth a million.
Okay, forget a rubber band
cause you can't put a rubber band around a million. I be wildin' on an island somewhere just like Gilligan. Drillin' pool like a dentist and then I feel a rat. I bop, bop, bop. I'm the man, girlfriend. I'm the reason why you wanna lose your man, girlfriend.
I'm calm like the sea. I blow like the wind.
And now that I'm straight, I'm about to act a fool again.
Get silly.
Get silly. Get silly. Get silly. Get silly. Get silly. Get silly. Get silly. Get silly. Get a damn old silly.
Get
the ladies on the show. Get the fellas in the back. Cause they made back a valley.
Jay's
so excited, you can't find them little buddy. I'm not Nick Cannon, but I'm wildin' out clubbing. Watching everybody jogging while I'm vibing. Something bubbly.
I'm trying to do it big. The boy from the A. I'm trying to represent them haters in my way. I play this game to win.
Watch me take it to the alley. Knock them all off like some pin.
Okay.
I drop, drop, drop. I'ma sell like silly. Cause everybody dancing and everybody jumping. Cause next in my jeans.
Okay.
Just like my name was Billy. Okay. While I'm jocking on you haters.
Okay.
Just like a Bible with
okay.
Get silly.
Hey.
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 Get a damn so silly.
Okay.
Get the ladies on the show. Get the fellas in the back.
Fly higher than a G4 ticket. hanging off, got a mean coat, the same color's broken egg, yo. Capone like the brag, I keep 100 G's in the bag. If you with me, my nigga, you only be my aftermath. I got the house on the hill with a hole to pay the bills. 20 goons straight to kill with a Glock standing still. With a butler and a maid on some jet skis. Up in the mountains with Pablo, shouting trophies. I'm on my boat, the same me flashing as a polar bear. Two sexy bitches on the deck with no underwear. Playing pity pat, saying daddy, give me that. Fighting over Jimmy hat, shooting family city now. When I dock my boat, you see a cloud of smoke. 50 carat picking ring, 400 pounds of dope. Got 100,000 invested in my Gucci wear.
160 feels like you're soaring in the sky. Falling, getting high, dollars falling from the sky. Falling, getting high, dollars falling from the sky. Falling, getting high, dollars falling from the sky. Falling, getting high, falling, getting high. Falling, pouring outside, I'm usually pouring when I drop. Falling outside, I'm usually pouring when I pouring outside, I'm usually flooring when I drive. At a buck 60 feels like we're soaring in the sky.
If your price is right, Capone will die tonight. 600 million for insurance for my afterlife. I'll be sitting in hell with two pocket Biggie Smalls, counting my money, cause I'm ballin'. No, I'm lying, y'all. Capone will never die. Smoking purple Kush in my old 9 Bentley coupe. With my Chinese boo, I'm real mean as Hoshi do. I'm a bro with them twos, using water, ice, and baking soda. If I cook my coke in your kitchen, you hate the odor. Drive through Texas half a day just to reach the border. I'm a cocaine cowboy hotter than your summer. I-95 with the bricks laced in the Hummer. I'm drinking up in aubergine, feeling like I'm T-Pain. If I make it rain, I feel like a hurricane. Just a rip and run, you let you know what I'm saying, man.
160 feels like we're soaring in the sky. Falling, getting high, dollars falling from the sky. Falling, getting high, dollars falling from the sky. Falling, getting high, dollars falling from the sky. Falling, getting high, falling, getting high. Pouring outside, I'm usually pouring when I drop. Pouring outside, I'm usually pouring when I pouring outside, I'm usually pouring when I drive. At a buck 60 feels like we're soaring in the sky. Falling, getting high, dollars falling from the sky. Falling, getting high, dollars falling from the sky.
Yo, you know what I'm saying? It's your girl, Lushy Lush. Like I'm saying, we back in the building all day, every day, doing it like we do. All day, every day, Lushy Lush, live in the building, the clowning session. Yo, today on the clowning session, majority of the time, right now, I opened up the open mic to y'all cats out here that talk about y'all freestyle, y'all got the hottest rhymes, y'all doing it big. I challenge you from any state to come through and let us know what's really good and what state you repping and come in and drop some lyrics. So come through, open mic, mic fight, come through and lay it down right here on Lush Radio on a clowning session. Call in at 347-826-7722, 347-826-7722. Call in, mic fight, do your thing, you know what I'm saying, spit your rhymes or just call in, send a shout out, rep where you from, rep what city you from, and do what you do. But don't sound like no boo-boo, because if you sound like boo-boo, you know we how you going to be sounding like two gorillas in the jungle making love. So don't do that on my show, you feel me? If you call in and you want to spit, make sure you hot, because if you ain't, we going to clown you. You know what I'm saying? Because it's a clowning session, and it's open mic, mic fight, come through, drop down some lyrics, come through. And you know what I'm saying? We always open. I want to send a shout-out to Media Masters. I want to send a shout-out to, you know what I'm saying, all my peoples, all my independents. Shout-out to you, Most Represent. But we about to go into the callers and see what's really hood. Yo, 832, you on the line, what's really hood? 410, you on the line, what's really hood?
What's up, yo? What's up, my nigga? What's going on with you?
Yo. I know this ain't Snaps. Is this Snaps right here?
Yo, you already know, nigga. What it is, my nigga? What's up?
What's really hood? 8832. Where you from, son?
Hey, be more all day.
I'm
over
in, I'm in Houston.
You from Houston?
Who's from Houston?
Mike calling it.
You from
Houston? You got two people on the line, yo.
Yeah. So 832, where you from?
This Ice Mike in Houston.
Oh, this Ice. What's up, Ice? What's up, my man? This my big bro right here. Ice Mike is in the building.
Up?
What's really hood,
what's
man?
Up?
Yo,
man.
I got my little sis on here. I got my big brother on here. What's really hood, man?
Man, just showing you some love, man.
Hey, Snaps, you know, I need you to go ahead and send a shout-out. You know what I'm saying? You know, rep where you from, how you do, what you do. And, you know, you got to throw a freestyle for me, you know what I mean? Throw it down.
I got you, yo. Hey, what it is on Lush Radio, you know what I mean, with my girls, you already know, you know what I mean? Smack all day over East BMO Murder Line, what it is. Yeah, I mean, SNAATPs, that's what it is. That's how you spell a name. That's how I get down. You need no extra. That's what I am. Yeah, I mean, just hit me over, yeah, I mean, in the city. You already know. Niggas know me. Niggas know Snap. Niggas know what it is, yo. Yeah, I mean, I'm showing love, for real. Where you at? Where you from? Yeah, I mean, that's what it is. Yeah, I mean, high shit, man. Hey, Nick, what it is, man? I'm fucking, yo. I'm over this bitch tripping for real, yo.
Right now. Hey, yo, Ice. Hey, Ice, this my big Ice right here, man, representing. Hey, Ice, tell them where you repping, how you do, what time the show come on. Holla at them, baby.
Check it out. This is your boy, DJ Ice Mike. I hail from New Orleans, Louisiana. Right now, I'm out here in H-Town, you dig, putting it down with the rap city and supporting all the independents, you dig, as well as I have a radio show on Blog Talk. You know what I'm saying? It's blogtalkradio.com/icecoldhiphop, you dig. At the same time, right now, though, I'm chilling with Lush, you dig. So, bam, y'all in the spike. You know who in the building with you. Let's rock this bitch.
Yeah, you know, we in the building doing our thing, man, all day, every day. For real. Hey, Ice.
Yo.
You still on the building? What's up? Hey, Snaps, what you doing over there, Snaps?
Man, you already know, sitting on that motherfucking privilege.
Yo, you tripping hard as a mug over there.
Yo, it's a motherfucker, yo. Yeah, man, got one of them perks up in me. You already know how I get about you, yeah, man.
Hey, yo, you know, for real, Snaps is like one of the hottest female rappers down in B-More doing a thing, for real. She come hard. And when I get up here and she do an interview, man, you're going to listen to her music. She about to do my anthem for me because it's about to get real up here. It's the time for the ladies and the independents to do the thing. Mike.
Hell yeah, yo. I appreciate the love, too, yo. And yeah, all female artists, man, come on, let's do this. Let's get together and let's motherfucking show niggas how we do, for real. You know what I mean? It's time to come on, break it out, man.
For real. And my man, Mike right there, my homie, my big homie, my big bruh, you know what I'm saying, always showing love for the fam, man. You know what I'm saying? He original OG right here. He'll tell you what's the real deal. We always clowning. So, you know what I'm saying? Y'all cats come through open mic. Y'all come down there, bust a little freestyle. You know what I'm saying? We either going to stamp it or trash it. If you some trash, we going to trash you. If you hot, then we going to stamp you. Because it's real out here, man. But for real, you know what I'm saying? We going to talk about these hip-hop issues. My man, Mike, you know what I'm saying? About to let some knowledge down to y'all cats for real. Y'all so-called cats that want to get into the industry. And y'all really, really don't know really what y'all need to get into the industry. It's all good if you think you got talent. But, Mike, what are all the essentials they need if they really want to break into this hip-hop business, Mike?
Well, number one, you're going to have to make sure that you have good representation. Not a family member, but somebody that can actually look at your career as a project that they want to be the best thing that's out there. After all, putting out records, you are only a product, you know what I'm saying? But I know that your emotions and all that shit is tied into it, but that is just as well as a part of the music, which is only 1% of the entire music business, because you can't feel or you can't touch the music. It's just in the air. It's something that you can play on the keyboard or play on the drum machine, play it on an instrument, but after the sound goes out, it's in the air. You dig? So to make that marketable and package it and put it into something where you can grab it, you know, that's your CD. So that's your biggest business. So you want to have the correct representation that is someone you can trust, you know what I'm saying, as well as somebody who is not ignorant but business knowledgeable, you know what I'm saying, as well as even if it's a person who's just beginning, as long as they're seeking the information. If somebody's just sitting around and they don't know what y'all going to do next until, fuck, the little nightclub around the corner got a show for you, man, that's not nothing. So anyway, you want to have those things in order. You want to have your recordings being copywritten as soon as you make it. You know what I'm saying? Because that's very important. It might be hot and you want to get it out ASAP, but there's some motherfucker who is whack, but they got some change and they want to be that man automatically, and they can't wait for your hot shit to come into their ears so they can go around and say that they did it. You dig what I'm saying? So, bam, you got to protect yourself. And also, it's going to be important for you to find management, an agent to book you, as well as to have all your other parts of your copyrights together, which is your publishing, you dig, which consists of 200% to equal 100%. There's 100% that goes to the administrative side and 100% that goes to the writer side. If you are a producer and you're making the beat as well, you are the composer of the beat. But producing the whole thing is you're going to be getting the entire song, the way the background fit into the music, the way the texture of the lead vocal is on top with reverbs are going to be, what distance or whatever like that in the mix and everything like this. You know, that's producing it all, not just making the beat. Making the beat is a part of the writing. That's a composer. So, you know, you want to have everything together because on your publishing, music is 50% of a song. You dig? And vocals, the vocal writing is 50% of a song. And then the performance is. So, boom, you're going to be splitting these different things with as many writers are needed to be embodied in one song. Then, after you got all this together, you want to actually own your own masters and have your own company going so you're reputable out there in the industry. So you're going to want to set up at least an LLC for your business. You dig, whatever your business name is, that whichever society you pick, ASCAP or BM, which name that they tell you is the one that you can go with, that name is the one you're going to want to make a business around. So, bam.
Yeah. Y'all better listen to this, y'all. Y'all young cats coming in the game thinking that y'all can just come in the game and you just drop music and you hot and somebody's supposed to pick you up. Yo, it's a grind. You got to put in work. And the first thing you need to do, go and have your business sense and get all that and do your research before you do anything. Yeah, music, da-da-da, but cover your ass. You feel me? But cover yourself before anything.
If you haven't done these things that I just mentioned so far, you should be out of the ball. You know what I'm saying? So,
if you ain't do all of these steps that Big Mike, the guru, when it comes to hip hop, then you are on the wrong track. Now, if you're on the steps of getting there and trying to do it, then you know what I'm saying, more power to you. But if you ain't even start doing any of these, then you know what? It's a wrap for you because you get swallowed up and ate up in the game, man. They're going to do the same thing they did to you to TLC, how Pebble screwed them over because all they were was talent. The song, I'm telling you, the real deal, the songwriters, if you write your own music, you good. But if you don't, you got a problem. So you got to learn the business aspect.
The thing is, most of the companies that will give a young person a bill, they're doing what's called work for hire. And that means actually in layman's terms that when you write a song, if you're the songwriter and they sign a work for hire with you, they'll give you a little money up front. But they have the copyright. So it's just like if they wrote the song and you're not in a good position. You just got a deal, and when that runs out, fuck you. So, bam, you want to be on top of your shit. You want to know how to own your shit. You want to know how to own your master. You want to know how to, you know, every little piece about it. You dig? So after you have your stuff recorded and you have it all set up for publishing and everything like that, and you want to start sending it out to radio stations and stuff like that, you want to set it up with Nielsen EDS so it can be tracked every time it's played. So if you are getting money, you'll get something coming in. As well as different things, you know, you want to start, since you are a product, you want to start adding accessories to yourself that are unique. It may be somebody else's shit right now, like somebody else's jeans or something, and you might rip them a certain way or whatever it is about you, but that's your shit. Like Janet Jackson stuck a key on a fucking earring. That wasn't her key. She didn't make that shit, and that wasn't her earring. She didn't make that shit, but together, you know that's Janet Jackson shit when you see another woman wearing an earring with a key on. So, fine. Make something about yourself out of whatever it is. Later on, you'll be able to have a key company and an earring company to come together and manufacture your product with your name on it that will get you money. You see, she didn't even sell that, but she could have. But at the same time, for all y'all that's out there, anything that it is, whether it's a vodka or whether it's a leather jacket or whether it's cologne or shoes or whatever it is that is pertaining to the theme of your music, that's like the always the thing of your music. If it's gangster rap, you might come out with some gangster bandanas or whatever like that. But you wouldn't do that shit if you come in with country rap. You know what I'm saying? You would have some plaid shit or whatever the fuck. But just to give you an idea of matching everything with the concept first, then, you know what I mean, going on with that, pushing it further and further until you have your own thing, your own line of shit.
Yeah, so, Mike, we got a caller, and you know what I'm saying, 917 is live in the building. I hope this is Cornflake, man, for real. What's up? What's really good?
Y'all.
Oh man, it's my man Schwarzenegger, man. It's the governor of freaking California. What's up?
Yeah, what's going on? This is the governor. I'm Arnold. How you doing? This Lushy Lush.
What's up, governor? How you doing today, man?
How you doing, girl? Let's call you to check up on you, see how everything going. Is everything okay?
Everything's okay, governor.
I just had to call you.
Marijuana?
Oh yes, I'm going to legalize it because I smoke it to just, you know, make myself relax and pump up my muscles before the show. What happened? What happened? What's so funny? I always smoke before I pump my muscles. All the time. I should encourage everyone to do it.
Hey, Schwarzenegger, so what's going on out there in California, man? What's good?
Yeah, in California, I'm encouraging everyone to pump their muscles and the children to drink milk, but the potheads and the gangsters, they know what time it is. They don't want to fuck with the Terminator. Yeah, they know the deal. They know I'm gangster. They see me in the gym pumping my muscles every day. They don't want to contest a gangster. Yeah.
I know, man. I seen you in Conan the Barbarian, son.
That was my first movie. You know, Conan, that I still have that sword. I still have it.
Hey, yo, it's Schwarzenegger.
What's good?
Governor. Governor, Mr. Schwarzenegger, what you want me to call you? Mr. Schwarzenegger?
You can call me the Terminator, the Violator, the President, the Governor, whatever you want to call me, because if you're a gangster, then I'm gangster, then we can be gangster together.
Hey, Governor, can you freestyle with that voice you got?
I am the governor of California, so why don't you holler? So give me a dollar so I can swallow for the hollers. holla, because I'm the governor. Don't try to test my skills, you understand me? Yeah, that's all I'm going to give you. You must have, you got to have money in the studio time to fuck with the governor.
Hey, yo, anybody is open to challenge the governor of California, Arnold Schwarzenegger. Call in right now at 347-826-7722 and battle your man Schwarzenegger, son.
Yeah. Okay. And I don't want no puny niggas, no puny little curly man. little weakling, little boys.
Hey, Schwarzenegger, Mr. Governor, right? So you've been following the politics, man. So who you voting for?
I am voting for Obama. Obama's my main nigga. Oh, I wasn't supposed to say that. Can I say nigga? Oh, I said it again. I'm sorry. My intelligence is telling me I cannot use the N word, but fuck you. I'm the governor, so I can say nigger all I want.
Governor, I don't think that would be politically correct because, you know, we have a couple of African-Americans that call into the show, you know what I mean? So, you know,
you want to know something?
What, Governor?
How many black people's in California? Okay. That answers my question. Yeah. Come on, back up off me. My assistant is telling me I can't say what I'm saying, but I'm the governor. I'm gangster. I pump my muscles for a reason, because I'm the Terminator. You didn't see my movie?
Mr. Schwarzenegger. Seriously. Where's my boy
Cornflake?
Cornflake
is my boy.
I don't even know where Cornflake is. He didn't even call in tonight. I don't know where Cornflake's at tonight.
Yeah, he's probably pumping his bottles for the girls. We have a beach party to go to. No bitch ass niggas allowed.
Dude,
okay, Mr. Schwarzenegger. So what's your feel on hip hop and in our everyday life? How you feel about hip hop right now? You like it or you don't?
Hip hop is cool. I like it. My kids listen to it a lot, but I don't like it. The bitches and holes and stuff like that. You know, busting the gag is fine and all that because, you know, I'm the Terminator. But bitches and holes, I don't like that. I don't appreciate that any much because I be in the gym 24/7. To pump up my muscles for the ladies, just so they can rub on them on the beach. I don't appreciate the bitches and the holes and the sucky sucky and the pimp my ride. No, I don't like it.
So you feel like hip hop is kind of the great into like, you know, the women or just
Everyone should be like Will Smith because he don't curse and he's garbage.
No, so get this out. Nobody is listening.
Summertime.
Out, everybody understand one thing, though.
What?
Will Smith is a real dope rapper, for real. If you go back and you really listen to shit like just Another One of Those Days and all that kind of shit, the dude can really rap you.
You talking about Will Smith for that?
Will Smith.
Will Smith.
I don't know,
you talking,
man,
about Hancock? Oh, excuse me, I'm talking about Hancock. Are you serious? The man hasn't had a hit since Summertime.
Hey, but look, not about a hit, but I mean about can he have the skill to produce a dope rap? Yeah.
Hold on, y'all. I'm about to. We're gonna hold on for a second. We're about to go into a song. We're gonna come back and talk about that in a second. All right, hold for a second.
Welcome to Stop Lock.
It's John Dirt.
Who's this?
It's John Dirty.
Oh, okay. What you need?
Hey, I need some of the things, man.
How many of them?
Two on. Give me two.
I got you. Pull on around to run up here.
All right, shall we?
Hey, John.
What up, Batman?
Cuz out here say he need two of them things.
Oh, yeah, he want two of them?
Yeah. Hey, John.
What up?
Uh-huh.
You know the motto?
Yeah.
Hosted by any means, nigga.
another day at the coffee shop. I grab them coffee beans, time to heat them coffee pots. Turn the lights on, Jay's rush the parking lot. This the neighborhood's number one stopping shop. No regular, we only serve the best. For the low, low, cheaper than the rest. I'm taking orders, tell me who's next. Only cash, no credit, no check. When your car stops, welcome to Star Block. Wanna triple your notch, invest in our stock. Now we doing numbers, numbers like a closeout. Be sure to shop with me before it's sold out.
First I take the order like the coffee shop. Then I steam it up and cook it like the coffee shop. And then I serve it out the window like the coffee shop. And it ain't no returns at the coffee shop. Then I make that paper stack up at my coffee shop. From here then they'll be back to the coffee shop.
Cook it in the morning, sell it during midday. Whip the cream, same color as your latte. I tell them Vamano, no, that's Rapido. You need some more stuff, you go call Gorilla Zone. You can get the coca if you got to get it green. Colombian, and I ain't talking coffee company. 12 to 12, it's always someone on the scene. Star Block, we get it out by any means. Coffee shop, truck spot, hand to hand, get my guap. Pop the scale, ounce for ounce, decaffeinated off the top. Rockstar, rolling rock, piano keys, work the block. Welcome to Star Block, we count like the coffee shop. Let's go.
First I take the order like the coffee shop. Then I steam it up and cook it like the coffee.
On the block, know my nickname. When you drop by, just ask for whip game. And all my money get counted when the shifts change. Thinking 2-11, let my 4-5 fame. If you need a number, 1-800-STAR-BLOCK. Coca latte, damn to make your heart stop. And now the haters hot, so they run and tell the cops. If they shut us down, we'll set up shop on another block.
First I take the order like a coffee shop. Then I steam it up and cook it like a
where they gonna find us
at? At the coffee shop.
By the top shot, where they gonna find us at?
At the coffee shop.
Hey, kids, please don't do drugs. Just bring them to me, and I get rid of them at the
coffee shop.
Ha-ha,
you stupid.
You talking about... It's the clowning session. Live on Blush Radio, where we talk about the industry. We talk about the word of the day. We talk about hip-hop, where hip-hop lives, on Lush Radio. Put a stamp on it and mail it to yourself, baby.
It wasn't no concern. Why would I go back to him? Well, then what I did today, all I did was I asked you, I said, Tyrone, let me explain to you why I got mad, okay? Let me explain to you why I got mad. Because I sat there and I kept asking you, I said, Tyrone, are you going to take me? You ignore me. And then when we went over there, I said, Tyrone, could you take me? I said, I don't care about none of that, all right? I said that, and I apologize to you.
So what you don't really understand is you can put me in the fucking hospital.
I didn't do anything to you. I sat in the car. You took it.
You understand what I'm saying?
Tyrone, we sat and we talked before, and I sat there and I said, I sat there with you. I said, Tyrone, I apologize. That's why I said, when we was driving, I said, Tyrone, I'm sorry. I apologize.
I said, I called, and I said, I had on my show,
Tyrone.
You know what, right now, I don't care about none of that.
Oh, my God.
None of that, all right?
I was on my show.